and welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, joined by Paul Hagan, and we're talking about the Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com's Blue Jays beat writer, Gregor Chisholm. Paul, the Blue Jays have had about two seasons worth of drama in 3 months, it seems, with hot streaks and slumps and injuries. I think I speak for everybody when I say I have no idea what to expect from them in the second half, but I know I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'm sure the Blue Jays would be happy to get some guys back and take their chances. They threatened to make a runaway out of the division, but weren't able to do it because of injuries, and it'll be fun to talk to Gregor and see what he thinks about all this.
Yeah, Gregor, this was a team that, you know, a month or two ago we thought that they had all they needed on offense, and they really needed some help in pitching. And now it seems like maybe they've got what they need in pitching, and they need help in offense. You know, kind of a two-part question. What do you think needs to happen for them on the field for them to get back on top? And what do you think they want to accomplish between now and the trade deadline to help make that happen?
Yeah, first and foremost, this is a team that really needs to get healthy. I mean, even the guys that have been in the lineup on an everyday basis, Jose Bautista, Jose Reyes, guys like that have been banged up. They've been dealing with it. Adam Lind as well. These guys have been hobbling around now for a few weeks, really trying to gut it out. The loss of Edwin Encarnacion and Brett Laurie really impacted that lineup, especially against left-handed pitchers. That's something that they've really been suffering from lately. And, yeah, I mean, it's very surprising to me. You know, a month ago I never thought they'd be in a situation where we'd be talking about the fact that this team needs some more offense, needs some more depth within that lineup, because the starting rotation really has exceeded expectations now going, you know, over the last month and a half. Marcus Stroman coming in has really done a lot to solidify that group. So when you're talking about the upcoming trade deadline, this is an organization that needs to add some depth to the bench, and then they also need to find either a second baseman or a third baseman. When Brett Laurie comes back, he gives them that flexibility because they're comfortable with him at either position. But Juan Francisco had a few very strong weeks early on, but he has since cooled off drastically. So they need to find another guy to add into the piece to kind of lengthen out that lineup from top to bottom.
You mentioned Hutchison and Stroman, who have both been, it might not be too strong to say, revelations for this club so far. As good as they have been and as important as they have been, how much of a worry is there about those guys holding up, producing, continuing to do this in the second half? And even as good as they've been, is there some feel that maybe there's a need for some starting pitching depth?
Yeah, there's still a concern with that. There's no question about it. Especially when it comes with Hutchison, because, I mean, this is a guy last year who missed all of last season because of Tommy John surgery. This year, he's been much more effective when he's been able to pitch with at least one extra day rest. So it's a guy that they kind of look to skip every now and then, make use of the off days when they can. Stroman is another guy who doesn't have a track record of a lot of innings. So there are concerns with that. It's just the only thing is that the priorities within the organization have probably changed because the emphasis is so strong on improving that lineup that this is a minor league system that doesn't have an awful lot of talent at the AAA level, even at the AA level. A lot of their prospects are really in the low minors with the exception of their really top prospects, Aaron Sanchez and Daniel Norris. And those are two guys that, you know, this organization really doesn't want to have to give up, and that's the only way they're going to be able to upgrade the starting rotation. So I think for the most part, this is a team that right now is going to try and improve the offense and just take their chances with what they have in the starting rotation.
Gregor, continuing with the starting rotation theme, I know there was a lot of concern with Jay Happ in spring training and early in the season. He seems to have turned himself around a little bit. What has he done to turn himself around?
Yeah, Jay Happ is almost, to a certain extent, almost like the Blue Jays, and he's been a little bit tough to figure out at times. He's been on when he's been aggressive with his fastball. That's a guy who really needs to try and pitch ahead in the count, and he's had some great starts for this team this year. And every single time that he's been effective, it's because he's come with that aggressive approach. When he runs into trouble, it's when he tries to nibble on the corners a little bit too much, try to be a little bit too fine. I think Eric Kratz, their time together goes back to their time with Philadelphia. Eric Kratz has been a very good influence on Happ this season because he's really kind of drove that point home that Happ needs to really be aggressive in the strike zone. Happ sometimes tends to think a little bit too much in the mound, but when he kind of gives up the control to his catcher and really forces home the issue of just trying to pitch strikes and be aggressive, because he's a guy who has a very impressive fastball. I mean, a lot of people don't think of him as a hard thrower, but he can get it up to 94 miles per hour. And that's a strength that he has, and that's something that he needs to use.
Behind that rotation, it seems like as much of a worry as the bullpen was, and there's still some kind of rough overall numbers, it does seem like they've kind of gotten it together here recently. What's gone into that, and do they believe and do you believe that bullpen should be a strength going into the second half?
It should be. You know, they've had some a little bit health concerns back there as well with Brett Cecil. Getting him back recently is another big addition. You know, he obviously had the all-star season last year, hasn't been quite as effective this year, but I think he's going to be fine in the second half. The loss of Steve Delabar and his effectiveness has been a bit of a surprising blow to that team. He was the all-star last year and now finds himself in AAA. They would like to get him back at some point in time, but he's a guy who seemingly just kind of lost command of the strike zone a little bit and wasn't pitching ahead in the count as much as they wanted him to, and the high number of walks really cost him. But, you know, it starts with Casey Jansen at the back end of that rotation. I mean, he's not a guy who, you know, blows anyone away. He's not your prototypical closer. But he gets the job done, and he's been doing it now for several years. One of the more reliable relievers and one of the more underrated relievers in the American League. Starts with him. They also need a guy like Sergio Santos to step up a little bit. He's been the off-injured pitcher at the back end of that bullpen, but he's also the kind of guy who has the talent to be a lights-out eighth-inning guy. So they would like to get him back into that role. And Aaron Loop has been, you know, a very, very key component to that bullpen all year. You know, he had a couple bumps along the road this season, but for the most part, he's been incredibly reliable. And he's also a very versatile guy that they can bring in any situation. He's durable. He's a known favorite of John Gibbons, and as long as he holds up, that gives them another weapon down there. And for the most part, that's a spot of the team that, even though they did have some struggles earlier this year, I don't think that's one area that they're overly too concerned about moving forward.
Blue Jays scored 5.5 runs a game in May, averaging almost 2 runs a game less since then. We talked about all the injuries. What is the timeline for getting some of these guys back, and can the Blue Jays hang in there while they wait for these guys to come back?
Yeah, that's the big question. I mean, that's something that's going to really be an issue kind of going into the trade deadline. Is, you know, I think you're looking at Brett Lowry coming back in early August. Edwin Encarnacion hopes it's going to be more towards the tail end of July as opposed to early August, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's out until early August as well. They need to get those guys healthy. But this is still a lineup. When you look at it, even with those injuries, there's an awful lot of talent there. I mean, Jose Reyes, Melky Cabrera, Jose Bautista, Adam Lynn, Colby Rasmus, and Deanna Navarro. I mean, those are six solid hitters. They still should be able to score some runs even without those other two injured guys. So it kind of starts with the front end of that lineup. Jose Reyes has been battling a little bit. He's even battling the sore shoulder. They really need him to step up, and he's kind of been turning it around a little bit lately after going through a bit of a cold spell. So it's going to be up to that top of that lineup to really get things started. The problem that they have right now is that the bottom part of that lineup they're getting next very little production from. So it kind of adds to the pressure of those, you know, the top four, top five guys that they have to really kind of carry the bulk of the load.
You mentioned a couple guys that I'm really intrigued by. You know, Lowry, even when he's been healthy, has not had a great year. Reyes, mm-hmm. same, you know, has been hurt some, but also, you know, has a 320 OBP. Rasmus is really struggling to hit for average and get on base. Those guys, it seems like, can all be a lot better than they have been. Do you expect improvement from those guys? And again, assuming when Lowry gets healthy, and you know, what's kind of going on? Because that's three guys who could and should be big contributors who have sort of not quite been that.
Yeah, and with Rasmus in particular, he's a guy, in my opinion, especially because of the lack of depth that the Blue Jays have for the most part in the outfield right now, he's a guy who I'd like to see the Blue Jays play him every day. I mean, they recently went to the decision to start using him in a platoon. They're sitting him out against all left-handers for the time being, which could be okay in certain situations, but the fact that they're going with a guy like Darren Mastroianni doesn't give them a whole lot of offensive upside at that position. So, you know, in order to kind of get Rasmus out of his own head, I think the best thing for him is to be out there every day to try to work through some of his cold spells, because he's a guy, when he's on, he's very streaky, he always has been. But when he's on, he's a guy who can carry an offense for a period of time. So I think that would be a move that they can make. And, you know, Lowry is particularly valuable against lefties. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the power numbers this year for him were up. The average is way down compared to what they normally think. You know, coming back from a broken finger, it's going to be a little bit tough to get some of the strength back in that hand early on. So it's going to be interesting to see how he comes back. But he's a guy that they especially need, because this is a team that struggled against those lefties for a long period of time now. He's a guy who kind of feeds off of that. And so he's someone who could really be a valuable piece moving forward.
Yeah, this is a team really top to bottom that has enormous upside, lots of questions, and I'm not sure anybody really knows what's going to become of it, but it's going to be fun to see even a serious pennant race in Toronto in the second half. Gregor, thanks for joining us on MLB.com Extras. Thanks for your time, and we look forward to talking to you again.